Live from Birmingham, I'm Richard Banks with WBHM News. Birmingham will see a $20 million boost in funding for street resurfacing, sidewalks, traffic calming, and more. WBHM's Noel Ananin reports on the budget amendments passed by the City Council yesterday.
Birmingham's budget now includes millions more devoted to traffic improvements and alternative transportation construction like sidewalks, ramps, and bike lanes. Mayor Randall Woodfin says the city has now funded $30 million worth of street resurfacing projects over 2 years.
The council and I have shared priorities because our priorities reflect what's important to the citizens we equally serve, that being one of neighborhood revitalization. And that is tied for first place with public safety.
The council has already approved a $16 million amendment for Birmingham police recruitment and retention. In capital projects, just under $10 million from American Rescue Plan Act funds will go towards 14 construction projects that will be kicking off early next year. The updated budget also includes funds for blight removal and weed abatement. Nearly $1 million is set aside for Small Magic, an early childhood education initiative. Noel Ananin, WBHM.
A former Huntsville physician described as a pill mill doctor by federal investigators is getting his sentence commuted by President Joe Biden. Shailendra Agarwal was one of almost 1,500 people to have their sentences reduced last week. Agarwal was sentenced in 2017 to 15 years in federal prison for illegally prescribing controlled substances and conducting health care fraud. WZDX-TV reports Agarwal will be released from a halfway house this weekend. No reason has yet been given for why his sentence was reduced. And Miles College's marching band takes home national honors. The Fairfield-based college's Purple Marching Machine won the second-ever ESPN Band of the Year Division II Championship. In the final results announced Friday in Atlanta, Miles earned the title over Virginia State's Trojan Explosion. The Purple Marching Machine dedicated their performance in the competition to the late Dr. Arthur Means, who revived the band program in the 1990s. The band will receive a $75,000 prize that'll go towards uniforms and help students pay off expenses. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org. At 6:34, it's 57 degrees in Birmingham, 53 in Tuscaloosa.